McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
What up there, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of I Hate the Homies, episode number 94. Rock Teezy's who I be, and I think I already know he's already said who number 94 gonna be, Griffin.
Right. Hey, it's your boy Griffin, a.k.a. Mr. Michigan, Mr. Go Blue, a.k.a. in South Africa, they call me Mr. Nchebe. That's beard. But 94, Charles Haley, San Francisco, Dallas, then back to San Francisco, five championships.
Pimping.
And it's your boy Super Dave. Do we have to vet him on this one? That's what I said last week. I said vet. I don't know what y'all would listen. I listened back to that show last week, and
you
I heard vet.
You heard. I you said
no, you
vet.
Said vet.
Oh, my God.
And that's how you know he nice and wrong, because he was listening for the wrong
thing. Yeah, yeah. Like, oh. It's all right. You messed up. No big deal.
So what y'all just hold on. What y'all just heard was him coming for me.
No,
trying to check me invented itself.
Yes, sir.
And it's your boy Super Dave, but guess what? We don't care.
But we do care about March Madness. So the Final Fours are set, men and women. We're going to break it down, especially the women. Y'all know it's about to go down, man. It's going down. Then we're going to talk about the situation with Teyana Taylor and Iman Shumpert, man. Divorcing, the kids are involved. It's getting pretty nasty. We'll break all that down and give you our thoughts and opinions on that. LeBron James, his days are coming to an end. Or are they? Dude dropping 40 points at 39 like it ain't nothing. And like easy. Like, it's like when he doesn't score 30 plus, it's like he chooses not to score 30 plus. He's just trying to want to get everybody else involved and let them play.
Right.
And when he needs to score, all right, it's time for me to score. It's becoming
he's
that.
So casual with the 26, 11, 12. Like, he's so casual with it.
And we're going to talk about Albie Shore and the Diddy situation. And there's a whole
Albie Shore.
Yeah, well, Albie Shore.
You got arrested while I was in South Africa.
No, man, but Albie Shore's oldest son.
His son.
Yeah.
His son.
Yeah. Yeah, Quincy. Quincy, which is also stepson of Diddy.
Yeah, but you know Diddy raised him though.
Diddy raised him. But yeah, absolutely. So that there's a whole stuff to unpack right there. Then we're gonna wrap up with that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it. We're gonna wrap up with Albie Shore, night and day face.
You know what I'm saying? The light-skinned homie in the building. So stay tuned, man. Let's get ready. The I Hate the Homie starts right now.
You done messed up, A-Ron.
Yeah, huh? I've been geeking for this broadcast. Got me in my bag, cause all they do is talk a lot of trash. Wait until I see them face to face off of this podcast. What you gotta say now? Check the facts, don't have a wrong stat. Rock T, he a genius as a sport, make Ricky smile, boy. Super Davey Holly come up short on like it's Cowboys. Always controversial, grip call out plays, no rehearsal. Got me talking all in circles. Ah, I hate the homies. And Griff be laughing like it's funny. But they never bet no money. They my mans, but they throw me. Ah, I hate the homies.
What's good, y'all? This is Chris Davis, the star of Big George Foreman, the miraculous story of the once and future heavyweight champion of the world. And I hate the homies.
So we're going to start off March Madness. Let's go in and get the guys out the way, because we already know the most important is the women. And we're going to probably spend a little bit more time talking about the women. So UConn, who is the Final Four in the men now?
UConn, Purdue, Alabama, North Carolina State, Purdue.
Okay, and North Carolina State got the men and the women in. So that's
and so do UConn.
Yeah, come on, man. It's going down. So with the guys, I got UConn winning the whole thing, but it's going to be a battle between Purdue and
– Yeah, because they both second tier. Like, who is it? North Carolina State could beat Purdue, but Purdue could have a bad game. Whenever that big giant George
Edie is the truth.
Yeah.
Purdue?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That, so to me, they're equally balanced. What about on that UConn Alabama? You said you got UConn winning it all.
UConn gonna win the whole thing, man. They playing on a whole nother level. Now, here's the deal. UConn really ain't had an off game yet this year. Like, they had a couple, but they haven't really had an off game. Like,
right.
You know, they went on, I think, a 30-0 run to end the game, their last game. Like, who does that? Who goes on a 30-0 run? Like, who shuts the other team down? They don't even score.
But UConn is
dominant. You talking about what they did to Illinois, though, and Illinois was number three.
It don't matter, man. Still, UConn. I got UConn Purdue in the final, and UConn winning the whole thing.
Who is sweet from UConn, dog? Tell me who out there really banging, because we know when you talk about Purdue, you know you talking about the big youngin, and when you talk about Alabama, they got a couple dudes. But who is putting up these numbers for UConn like that?
All five starters and the sixth coming off the bench. Like, they got a legitimate solid team. That. Like, they from one to six, they like dogs. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And they do got a pretty good bench as well, man. So you never know which player is gonna be a leading. It's like they have a different leading score almost every game. You know what I'm saying?
That actually says a lot about their coaching. That's sweet.
So you have
in Alabama.
You got UConn too, Griff.
For the whole thing with these four: UConn, Alabama, North Carolina State, Purdue. Man. I'm going to go ahead and go North Carolina State. Do it for Jimmy V.
How about that kid to play for North Carolina State? I guess you're a grown man. DJ Burns Jr.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did y'all hear that? I mean, he's putting up some pretty big numbers. I mean, he kind of reminds me like of a better version of Oliver Miller from back in the day. You remember Oliver Miller?
Out of fucking town for a word.
Who are you talking about?
Southwest High School, went to Arkansas, baby.
Big? That's my homie from Atlanta. Yeah, Big O.
He reminds me of him. And you heard that NFL scouts have been talking about, especially after this last week, watching him play. They said they could see him playing maybe offensive tackle, offensive lineman in the NFL. He's 6'9", which he's probably like 6'7", 275 pounds, so he had to add some more weight.
He ain't never going to be an offensive lineman in the NFL.
Well, why not? 275
pounds.
That's what I'm saying. You have to beef him up. I mean, they're talking about it, not me.
They saying out loud, like right now, hey, if this basketball don't work out, somebody will pick you up. Okay, got it.
They're very interested in this guy.
Yeah, for a big boy that's not muscular, but he's just kind of just big. You know, he handled that weight pretty good. You know what I'm saying?
Also, he can move too.
No, but I love the Oliver Mill. I love the pig reference, dog. That was dope. That was good.
It's gonna be fun watching him and Edie go back and forth in this next matchup between Purdue, man. So, but let's go
going straight to the NBA, dog, or he playing again? Because I thought he was leaving last year.
No, he gone. He gone. He had to come back. He had a bone to pick with everybody that kind of
chumped him off because he
thought that he was overrated. Yeah.
Okay.
He playing like a whole another dog on beast right now.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Clark. UConn men won last year, right?
Yeah.
Nigga went back to back.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So let's go
ahead and throw in my favorite white lady, like I dream of Jeannie lady.
Let's go.
Hold on, this is random. I'm gonna tell y'all both who my favorite white ladies was when I was a kid. Wonder Woman.
I like that.
I dream of Genie. And Bewitched. Them was my favorite.
See, I thought I dream of Genie and Bewitched for so long was the same person when I was little.
I did too, dog.
I thought that was the same person.
We were kids, and you were just like, that's like the same. White, I when I saw Linda Carter was hippie as Wonder Woman, I was like, I need to get saved.
I like two of the three you mentioned. Definitely, I dream of Jeannie. I watched it just for her.
Jeannie, well, I didn't even know what they was in the Air Force and all kind of other things was going on. I did not.
I wish you could have a genie like that. You wish you could have one like that.
Here she come. And then he always wanted her out the crib and in the bottle. I was like, they doing the Three's Company jump.
So I take you referring to Caitlin Clark, Iowa superstar, the face of women's basketball right now.
Yeah.
And when I say women's basketball, that includes the WNBA, USA team, everybody. Caitlin Clark. Matter of fact, you might as well just say she the face of basketball, including the guys. Like, she's right on now. That next level right now. She right knocked now. Off the champs, beat LSU, and now that she's advancing to the Final Four, and she got that Paige Beckers up next. Let me tell you about Paige Beckers with UConn.
But you go to UConn, and I'm excited that you, because I know these ladies personally, so Let's this go. Is not just the sports genius. This is you watching these girls, these young ladies come up with your daughter as well, or right below them or above them or something like that. But I know you saw them at all the AAU, John Jones. I thought it was really, really big that Iowa got back to play LSU again. You know what I'm saying? Just to, it, for me, that's the game Caitlin wanted all year. You know what I'm saying? Like, she needed that for her because they lost. And remember, what's her name? Angel was doing all that. And,
right. They both were doing all that. Are we, Super
Dave, are we going to hear what Angel had to say, dog, after she lost right now?
Let's go for it.
Angel.
I have great teammates. I have a great support system. I got my hometown. I got my family that stands up for me. I don't really get to speak out on things just because I just try to ignore and I just try to stand strong. Like, I've been through so much. I've seen so much. I've been attacked so many times. Death threats. I've been sexualized. I've been threatened. I've been so many things, and I've stood strong every single time. And I just try to stand strong for my teammates because I don't want them to see me down and, like, not be there for them. So I just want to always just know, like, I'm still a human. Like, all this has happened since I won the national championship. And I said the other day, I haven't had peace since then. And it sucks. But I still wouldn't change. I wouldn't change anything. And I would still sit here and say, like, I'm unapologetically me. I'm going to always leave that mark and be who I am and stand on that. And hopefully the little girls that look up to me, and hopefully I give them some type of inspiration that, no, hopefully it's not this hard and all the things that come at you, but keep being who you are. Keep waking up every day. Keep being motivated, staying who you are, staying 10 toes, don't back down, and just be confident.
Who you want me to go first?
Why she ain't say nothing about congratulations to Iowa? She ain't say we out of it. You know, we thought we could come back and do a double-double for everybody. And why she ain't say, I blame myself for not being that sweet the first 10 games of the season. You know, instead of play, all I heard was a victim. I'm not saying nothing bad about her.
She came out fine. And the part I don't like is be the same person you were before the year started. You became.
But I thought she was a competitor. Like I would have expected her to say, shout out to Caitlin. Caitlin Clark did what you want to do as an athlete. You want that second chance. You want that
one more game. She's been a competitor. That's fine. But now you're playing the victim. You're the one on social media. So what comes along with social media is you're going to get some hate.
Trolls.
So the whole thing is you got to have thick skin. So what she did after the game on Monday night, should it ever happen? Be the same person you were after you won a championship last season and the same person you were throughout the year. Don't change that now. You still can be a role model. But you brought this on yourself by your actions, by what you do on social media. That's what people are getting angry about. She came out boasting and bragging about what they've done and what they can do and what they will do. It didn't end the way she wanted it. I think you gotta eat that. You gotta eat that. That's it. You gotta move on. It's almost like the Cam Newton. Remember Cam Newton after losing the Super Bowl, and he heard some of the guys talking in the back.
And he went like this.
And then he got up and thank you. No, be the same person all year long. People don't like me, but I don't give a damn. That's the way you gotta feel. And that's the way she should feel.
So, right. Yep, I agree, man. Look, there's two parts to this. So let me start with the soft part. Mm-hmm. Okay, you got to have a whole nother kind of mindset when you're playing on this level.
Right.
She always played on the highest level in basketball since she was a little baby girl. And she's always been the same player. She's always talked the noise. She's always, you know, was real flamboyant. She always had that big personality. She always used to, you know, she's the Draymond Green of women's basketball. She's always going to get in the other player's
Draymond
head,
Green
talk that noise.
Strong.
No. She's always been that way. She's always been the bully, the bully on the basketball court. Even when she was in high school, she's always been that way.
But even at Maryland Rock, even at because she
yeah,
went to Maryland.
That's part of her game, though. That's a good thing. Right. That's part of her game. I like
get
that.
Get you riled up. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong. Get you riled up while she go 29-12.
Right. So now here we go. So now back to what you was just saying, Super Dave and Griff. You're right, man. If you're going, hey, you can't turn into a victim now. Things don't work out your way and you just flat out get beat. It is what it is. Now, one thing that we don't want, we don't like to see, people go through mental situations. They go through mental breakdowns. I think John is going through it right now with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Why you say that?
Because he's come out and said it. Look at all the stuff that he's done with the guns and all that kind of stuff.
You talk about real mental.
I'm talking about so you know, Angel Reese. I don't know. I'm not with her every single day, but obviously all of this that's been on her shoulders and finally just hit her. And I think it hit her last night after that loss. I think it finally just normally she's been always strong enough mentally, like, man, I ain't worried about what people say. I don't care what people, I know who I am, I'm confident who I am. Then all of a sudden it just hit. So it ain't no excuse.
Rock, but it hits because you're not going to the Final Four and playing.
Good
for
point. Because if they because if they would have won the game, we wouldn't have heard that. I agree. Right, I agree.
Man.
Right.
Man.
So, but you're right. She said everything. She could have said everything that she said, but she should have finished up by saying, hey, would you say, Griff? Hey, big ups to Caitlin. Congratulations for Iowa for winning the game. Wish you guys the best of luck. Better team won tonight. And we're going to re-up, and it is what it is. And left it at that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
I have no problem with how she is. I'm just saying, right now you're playing the victim. But the same way you're playing the victim right now, you made a whole bunch of money the last year and a half.
Ain't going to continue to make a lot more money. But all we're saying is this. You actually showed your behind last year when you played Iowa. Like, you was hella disrespectful. And I mean, your coach got money and all that for, you know, getting the championship, but I thought this year, I mean, but we knew from the beginning, something's wrong with them over there at LSU right now.
It's too many egos. That's all it was.
Yeah. But the personality they're taking up is who? Their head coach.
Yeah, I mean, Kim Mulkey is one of the greatest to ever do it.
She has that same attitude. She's cocky.
Yeah. Next time, Angel Reese.
I love it. I ain't gonna lie. I love that. I love those kind of coaches and players that got that. They got the look. It's not bragging or it's not cocky and arrogant if you're backing it up.
When you do it, agree.
When you back it up, absolutely. Yeah. So I don't mind the showmanship. I don't mind the trash talking. I don't mind. I don't look at that as being disrespectful. That's part of sports. But when you lose and
Did you guys see after the UCLA game on Saturday? I think it's Saturday or Sunday. When they played, when LSU played UCLA at the end of the game, of course, LSU won. But as they're going down the line to shake hands, Reese said something to the head coach of UCLA.
Right.
I don't know what was mentioned by the head coach during the week, but something was said. I just thought that was tacky, too. I mean, you won the game. Just move on. And that's how I feel.
Yeah. Well, keep it moving.
And you're talking to a grown-ass woman. You know what I mean? That's a head coach. But now these kids are making money. Now they feel like they're higher than what the head coaches are now. And they can say whatever they want to say now, which some of them can because they're making a lot of money.
She could have said you might not be a coach long. Who knows what she could have said.
Hey.
But look, so right now the Final Four is South Carolina, North Carolina State, which is huge for the Carolinas. Like, I would like to be somewhere in Carolina, in Raleigh, Durham, or Columbia during that weekend. And then you got Iowa, UConn. Now, tell me about that little girl who had been sweet since she was a fifth grader, just like Caitlin Clark, and blew her everything out two seasons in a row. Right, Rod?
You talking about Paige Beckers. Paige Beckers was Caitlin before Caitlin. Paige Beckers, freshman, as a freshman at UConn, she was the player of the year.
Yep.
Led her team to the Final Four. As a sophomore at UConn, led her team to the Final Four while injured. Like, she had an injured knee, and then she got hurt, injured it again, and she missed her whole junior year last year. She had to sit out. Yep. In the meantime, Caitlin Clark took that spotlight and said, okay, well, now the spotlight is all on me now. But Paige Beckers is like, let me remind you who I am.
That's what I've been kind of seeing from her for the last three games. She was like,
Paige. Come on, man. So this is going to be a good matchup. You thought Angel Caitlin was going to be a – listen.
They're about to shoot.
Caitlin finna go at it, y'all. I'm telling you, man.
They guard each other?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, not the whole entire game, but they'll be
matched up.
And they're good friends too. They've been playing, like, all these girls been playing together forever, man. So it's gonna be a good one. So don't count UConn out. Don't count Paige out. Don't just give it to Iowa just because it's Caitlin. Right. Paige is a dog.
Gino's a hell of a coach. You got to remember. What has he done? This has been at UConn.
I promise
Gino is the face of women basketball at the whole university. You understand me? If you're a girl and you can dribble, you want to go see Gino.
Kobe's daughter?
Gigi?
Before they passed away.
UConn. His mama program supports UConn girls basketball because that's how much they love and respect that program. But let me tell you how to guard Caitlin Clark. And if I'm a coach, I'm picking my best defender and say, you guard her, face guard her. Don't worry about what's happening.
Yeah. I like that.
Don't try to look at the player and see where the ball is. I'm in your face. Right. I'm not going anywhere. And if you get in foul trouble, because Caitlin's smart, she knows how to play offense against that kind of defense. She's gonna keep attacking, and you got a rider. And depending on what the referee is or who they are, they're gonna call some fouls or something, or you got an old layer. Either way, I got two people that's gonna be on her the entire game. I don't care if the ball hits you in the back of the head, doggone it. It's a deflection, maybe it's a turnover, but you aren't just gonna
that's
run
the kind
free.
Of coaching I'm talking about, dog.
Absolutely,
we're not gonna get this far and lose to this lady, dog.
No,
LSU lost. LSU because of what you just said. You should have your best player, your best defensive player. Who is the best defensive player for LSU? Is it Johnson?
You got Flaje Johnson.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
But she got in foul trouble a little early, so she couldn't guard her the whole game.
Not the best defensive player because
it really depends on the referees, man. I tell my daughter Harmony all the time, learn your refs. You're going to have some referees that's going to let y'all play a little bit, and then that's when you get that dog-nosed defense. The ones that's going to call them little ticky-tack fouls or whatever, okay, learn the refs. Instead of complaining about it on the offensive side, you attack. Keep attacking because you're going to get them fouls. You're going to get to the free throw line.
Well, Rob, they were saying this during the game. And I know what you said about Johnson got in foul trouble, but even before then, they said she should have been on her early in the game. They didn't put her on her until like
they
late.
Had Haley Van, they had Haley Van Lith
and
on.
She was two white girls going to each other, and one of them had to be black because Caitlin Clark was black. The other girl was just pure white. He was fooling her.
Haley Van Lith is a whole different story.
Caitlin Clark, different dog.
Hey. That's a different beast, she's man.
Different. She's a special something. Female, and I'm glad that Praise Indy is one of our affiliates. I'm going to go see that lady because going to sell out the Indiana Fever. The way she's been selling, Indiana Fever about to come up like they never thought, and it's going to be fun to watch.
Come on, man. But let me tell you, let's not sleep on NC State. Everybody's talking about Dawn Staley in South Carolina.
Yes, we
Iowa,
are.
UConn. And they got NC State over here just quietly saying, oh, y'all just going to just
agreed, agreed, agreed.
NC State got some dogs, too.
Do they? Okay,
man,
I was going to ask
tell
you,
something.
I don't know. I don't know.
They got
good.
Some dogs, too. So now, are they going to beat South Carolina? We about to find out. I don't think so. I think South Carolina going to get them. But let's not. They there for a reason. They didn't just wake up and say, hey, let's put them in the Final Four. They got there for a reason.
But you know so what makes this special? The tournament's so special. I hear everything you said, but and about NC State, the women. But it's one game. You're not talking about winning a series.
Absolutely.
You're hoping that South Carolina, like they did last season, who they lose to last year?
Iowa.
They lost Iowa. Okay. You had your one time.
So now they're going like this. They're done. and look. LSU is out. Two checks. Yeah. Now we just let Iowa UConn battle it out.
In a seven game series, if we're talking
about. But Dawn ain't going to let them say easy win. She is not going to let this team be like easy win. We got, they like here. They right here, dog. They focus so good over there. Them Gamecocks, homie.
Look, as much as I like the NC State story,
it ends.
It ends. Dawn stated, like, look.
And if it doesn't end, it's going to be a huge win in sports.
So who you got in the final?
Yeah. I got Iowa and South Carolina. And I got South Carolina winning the whole thing.
I got UConn, South Carolina. I got South Carolina winning.
Yeah. Because I think Dawn is going to play the type of defense that I just described. She's going to put some dogs on Caitlin and say, don't let her breathe. Everybody else going to have to try to figure out get buckets. But Caitlin is not going to drop 30 points on us. Like, if Caitlin's – you keep Caitlin under 20 points, you win the game.
Oh, yeah, you can win the game. Absolutely. But ain't nobody seen her get under 20 in some weeks, some months.
I don't even think it happened.
How do y'all feel about – So to talk about Caitlin, how do y'all feel about what Ice Cube put on the table last week about?
I love it.
What he was saying.
It's marketing.
They want you to talk about drugs and he been saying that. Ice Cube done got real. Let me tell you something. Cube understand the system. Cube know the game. And Cube was always changing. Remember when NWA came out in 1988, man? They was so radical to music. It was just gangster. I hate the police. I'm doing out here. We ain't. And then when Ice Cube left, he went on his real social clarity, still hard, but maybe I've been talking about the wrong stuff. Maybe I ain't know that, you know. So his elevation and growth and maturity as a man is just, it's phenomenal. And then did you hear Ice Cube say, I got $5 million for Caitlin?
That's what I'm talking about. $5 million, and you ain't got to do them to play 10 games, and you may miss two WNBA games, but WNBA probably ain't going to allow that.
Oh, was that the rest of it?
Yeah.
Was that the rest of it? You only going to miss two games?
Just two games. But I don't think WNBA going to prove it. If she decides to, I think they're going to say make a choice. Either go play in the Big Three or come over here and play in WNBA. Now, I believe that it's a no-brainer. It's been her childhood dream to be in the WNBA. And she's going to knock the doors down. She's going to be the first multi-million dollar.
She's going to be able to get her money. She's going to be able to get her money.
She's going to be the first multi-million dollar player in the WNBA and provide opportunities for other players to get paid more, too. She's that player that's about to make this thing happen.
We want Harmony in there. Let's get this money before Harmony get there.
Where's this money coming from the WNBA?
They're going to find it.
Okay, but right now I can name other players that deserve money more than Caitlin, who's just coming
and Caitlin
in.
Caitlin about to help make that happen. I'm trying to tell you.
She better take that $5 million that Ice Cube is throwing at her right now, because she's gonna get if she did that, even if she went to the three-on-three league, they would beat her down. She's playing against men. I don't care what you say. She's playing against men.
We didn't say that she was going to. No, we didn't say
yeah,
she
nobody
was going
to light
gonna
be
up.
We were just saying she had a
take the $5 million.
Marketing. It's marketing. It's all it is.
Okay.
Cube is
first of all, everybody's talking about Ice Cube and the Big Three. He don't care if you add Caitlin to it or nothing. Ice Cube and the Big Three. Remember my name.
But you're not going to make that. Rock said she's going to be the first multi-million
dollar player in the WNBA.
No.
I believe she's gonna make her money on the back end with long, you know what I'm saying, with Tide and you know, companies that's gonna say, we want you to be our spokesman for 3-4 years. And that's what I think.
She gonna get them endorsements anyway. I promise you.
The WNBA
is going to have to find this money, open up
this book money,
and say, because they already money. Know. Man, I'm telling you, man. Caitlin.
Stop screaming broke. Stop screaming broke, WNBA.
Man, I ain't gonna sit and pretend I know everything about the WNBA, and I'll probably watch 2 games since they've been around.
I went to a bunch of Atlanta Dream games.
Okay, but you can't sit up and tell me that the other females in the locker room, I know what you're saying. But if the WNBA can find the money to give her a multi-year deal, those other women that's been in the league,
like Colorado did, they was like, "We don't know how we're gonna pay Deion. We'll get it."
That we're talking about the WNBA. That's college football. That's two different things.
Hey, WNBA people, Super Dave saying y'all ain't hitting on nothing. Y'all ain't giving nobody nothing. Okay. Y'all ain't Super Dave.
I want to say it. Even their players are saying it.
No, you're right. Yeah, that's why they got to play overseas.
Yeah,
to pick up their real money.
But that's going to change. But I will say this.
Go ahead.
I will say this. Don't think it's going to be easy for Caitlin Clark at the WNBA level. Them women, they ain't going to let her just come in and say, okay, it's going to be like this. Thank you for bringing all this great attention to our game. Thank you for all that hype. But when that tip go up, we ain't going to let you just walk around, run around here and take all these doggone shots. And we still going to D you up. We still going to try to shut you down. Now, is she going to be the same player in WNBA that she is in college? I don't think so. But is she still going to make a huge impact? Yes, she will.
At Super Dave, ask Brittany Griner what she think Caitlin Clark going to do.
So, Brittany Griner, what do you think that Caitlin Clark's going to do in the WNBA?
I think she's going to do a whole lot of things.
Your voice got deep. Hold on, Brittany.
Hopefully she doesn't play overseas. They are out here sexually trafficking and kidnapping and putting people in jail. So I just hope she stays in America, get her money. And, you know, if anybody need me, I'll start for $40. I don't even care what y'all
need. How's Brittany's voice deeper than yours? Now, look, man, Caitlin's a finish. She's changing the game, and she's going to have an amazing career in the WNBA.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch her. I would love to make her – but I've been kind of watching the WNBA since the Vegas, the Aces is kind of sweet.
Okay.
All the girls from the Aces them went to, was really, really good in college, but they, like, got a black squad of fine females over there that can hoop straight up. So good luck, Caitlin. How about that?
Indeed. So let's talk about LeBron James, man. Is that we're going to go to LeBron James real fast before we get up? And then we got hit Al B. Sure. Which one you want to talk about next? LeBron?
Let's go to LeBron and then close him out with Al B. Sure.
All right, cool, man. That's coming up next.
I hate the homies. This episode of I Hate the Homies is brought to you by McDonald's. You know how you can smell when your food's about to be good? That's me every time I pull out the Mickey D's drive-thru with a McCrispy sandwich. I mean, we're talking about 2 buttered buns stacked with pickles and crispy, juicy, tender chicken. Come on, man. And when that crispy chicken and the crispy pickle come together between 2 buttered buns, yeah, all is good. And the funny thing is that I don't think I've ever made it home from the drive-thru without taking a bite of that freshly prepared McCrispy sandwich, because once I smell it, I gotta have it right there in the car. I guess the word is out on that. So go get yours today.
It come to influence, since I've been watching the game, the most influence on the game. And obviously we know what Mike did for the game.
Sure.
You know, Steph and Allen Iverson are the two biggest influential guys in our game since I've been watching and covering it. You know, one, they're 6'3", 6'4", if you want to...
Steph's not 6'4".
If you want to look on the back of a basketball card, you know, you're always a lot taller on the back of the basketball card. You know, Allen Iverson and Steph, they were just so relatable. And kids felt like they could be them. They were guys that was not always counted on. They were small in stature, and they just defined the odds. And come to,
let me tell you something. Allen Iverson is really 5'11", probably 165, MVP, whole problem. I'm 6 foot and stood next to him a gang of times. He ain't 6 foot. I'm 6 foot from the military. So what happened in the military, Dave, when you get in, they weigh you, and they know what you're going to say. They say, how tall are you? And you go, I'm 6'4". And they stand you next to the thing, and they go, 5'10". Next.
like I do now. When I say,
my mama said I was, dog, you be getting, so they was like, Griffin, you 72, you 6 inches, 6 foot all the way. I'm not mad at LeBron saying that. We watched, you know what I'll never forget about Allen Iverson? Cause I was at the stadiums, man, like interviewing the players after the games and stuff when I was with V103. When they took his tattoos off the media book. So at every game that you go to, they have a really thick media book. That's if you collected all of them, you would have a nice little situation because they had all the players and the new players and the coming players. And when they took his tattoos off the media book, I was like,
yeah,
they really don't like this cat no more, man. Like, I mean, how you, that's before we knew Photoshop. It was like really possible, like, you know, filters and stuff. So what'd you think about, what'd you think about LeBron saying Steph and AI?
Well, he of course he said Michael Jordan first.
He said Mike, and it was very short until the point. Go ahead, keep going.
Well, because everybody understands, okay, we know what Michael Jordan means to the game. It's like, okay, now who else? That's how I took that. Like, okay, who else besides Michael Jordan? The reason why Allen, he brought street ball to the WNBA, to the NBA. He brought street ball to the NBA, the baggy shorts, because his shorts was even more baggier than Jordan. And yeah. Remember, when Jordan first came in the league, he had the tight shorts too. And then he brought the swag, he brought the cornrows, the tats, all that. He brought street ball to the league. So as far as Steph, I mean, he took what Reggie Miller did, and
I like that analogy. Reggie.
Oh man, he took that. It's like
Come all hard. Here I am. No. I'm Steph Curry. He built his way up. He practiced.
And he took that 3-point shot and took what? Let's even go with Larry Bird. I mean, Larry Bird and Reggie Miller. These guys, these three-point legends. He took that and made it look easy. Like he was like, so that changed the whole game. Now all kids, what they want to do.
All kids want to shoot.
They
want to
shoot half court. And that's why Caitlin is who she is. It's like, man, so those two players are great examples on how they really influenced the game on all different levels. That's my opinion.
But that's not what he said. Yeah, he mentioned Mike at the beginning. That's why I can't stand LeBron. He mentioned Mike at the beginning. That's fine. But he said the biggest influence in the NBA. And he named two guys, which is fine, Allen Iverson and Steph Curry. But there's no one. You can't even put them in the same category. Not even him that has the biggest influence more than Michael Jordan. He made the statement. Hold on. He made the statement. He made the statement by saying, I understand what you're saying, Rock, but what he said was, since I've been watching basketball. So even as a kid, you mean to tell me as you're growing up, Allen Iverson and AI are the two guys? No, it's one person. One person.
Dog, I stopped listening to you so long ago. You such a LeBron hater, and it just seeps out of you.
No, y'all love LeBron. No, because you're not listening to what he said.
No, he gave Michael Jordan his props.
He didn't.
Hold on. Here you go, right here. Let's hear exactly what he said in the beginning so you can make your point.
It come to influence, since I've been watching the game, the most influence on the game, and obviously we know what Mike did for the game.
Sure.
You know.
No.
Steph and Allen Iverson are the two biggest influential guys.
The biggest influence, and they're not. Don't sit up here and do that.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, then. Let the whole team down.
What just happened?
Don't just say I'm hating on LeBron James. This is kind of stupid stuff he says all the time. And we just sweep it under the rug. I'm not that person. Michael Jordan is the only guy. What number is LeBron wearing right now?
23.
Because of who?
Michael Jordan.
That's the biggest influence. I think it was one video that was out there, and I saw it maybe a couple of weeks ago, where some dude was in an auditorium with a lot of kids, and he asked them to, he gave all the stats about Michael Jordan being the GOAT. And then he said, everybody that's wearing Michael Jordan tennis shoes, stand up. The whole room stood up. And then he said, okay, you can sit back down. And everybody's wearing LeBron James shoes, stand up. Nobody stood up. Yeah. That's the impact. That's right. The impact of Michael Jordan. He's the biggest influence. Nobody else.
I agree with you. I ain't disagreeing with you there, purple guy.
But you're saying I'm a hater on LeBron.
No, I said you was a hater.
You're a LeBron hater, though. Like, overall, though.
I think he's phony. I think he's a great player.
Hence the hate.
I'm just saying, I think he's phony. I hate you now. I'm putting you in that same category.
See, LeBron, it goes around in circles. LeBron is fine.
Man, I think LeBron is, here's what I take from it. Let me remix it for you. Maybe you can understand it a different way, Super Divil. Everyone, when you think of greatest of all time basketball, the first name out of everybody's mouth, most of the time, 99% of the time, is Michael Jordan. I think LeBron is like, let me shed some light on some other players that had a big influence on the game as well. So he's like, we all know what Michael Jordan did. That's not him dismissing Michael Jordan, in my opinion.
That's him saying nothing to talk about.
He was really saying since I played.
You said, let me also add some more guys who was a big influence on the league. He didn't say it like that. He said these guys are the biggest influence on the league.
Okay, so after Michael Jordan. He just didn't say Michael Jordan. He didn't use the words.
So nobody else can say anything. And address Michael Jordan as Michael Jordan, not Mike. Hell.
I like to be like Mike. That's the commercial said, right? They didn't say I like to be like Michael Jordan.
He want to be the king.
I want to be like Mike.
Look at white man for real, y'all. Look at him.
I'm getting hot now. You know, don't do this.
He flexed the back. There you go.
You want to bust out that shirt.
Yeah. And he's so phony, man. And he also said it was after the game a couple of nights ago, and they asked him about him leaving the game. Okay, Negro, we know you're going to leave. You're not going to play forever. Father Time will come knocking at the door. But he wants y'all to feel sorry for him. So when they don't win the NBA championship this year, he has something to fall back on. Now, what is LeBron going to do? Is he going to return? I don't care about LeBron James. I don't. Hey. I'm sick of him. Like, I'm sick of Beyonce. I'm sick of all of them.
All right. Well,
what did LeBron Beyonce do to you, man?
That whole damn song with Jolene. I'm sick of Beyonce. I think we overhype these people. We overhype. Well, LeBron overhyped himself. He wanted to be the greatest of all time. But I'm just sick of everybody. All right. I'm looking at you guys. I'm sick of y'all right now, too.
Look, this is time to shift. This shift gears and get ready to get up out of here because you talking nonsense now, dog. You ain't even making sense.
I'm being real. I'm preaching. You don't want to hear the gospel. That's all.
All right, so.
We hate your church. Yeah, since you had everybody else.
Sometimes they say when you argue with a fool, you become one. So I ain't even gonna indulge in that, doggone it. So let's talk about Albie Shore, Diddy, the whole situation. A lot of people don't know that Diddy's oldest son, Quincy, is actually biological son of Albie Shore.
Oh, you can look at him. But when LeBron, they stand
it. Yeah, now you got me talking about LeBron. I'm about to say, but LeBron James raised him. The Super Dave effect has hit me.
Now look, now LeBron hates you, Rock T. Spreading rumors.
We'll get into that next, man. Then we get ready to get up out of here.
This episode of I Hate the Homies is brought to you by McDonald's. You know how you can smell when your food's about to be good? That's me every time I pull out the Mickey D's drive-thru with a McCrispy sandwich. I mean, we're talking about two buttered buns stacked with pickles and crispy, juicy, tender chicken. Come on, man. And when that crispy chicken and the crispy pickle come together between two buttered buns, yeah, all is good. And the funny thing is that I don't think I've ever made it home from the drive-thru without taking a bite of that freshly prepared McCrispy sandwich, because once I smell it, I gotta have it. Right there in the car. I guess the word is out on that. So go get yours today.
All right, so real quick, everybody knows what's going on with Diddy. Unless you've been up under a rock, he's got all these lawsuits and investigations going on about, man, you name it, Griff. I mean, it's like the dude.
Well,
I think his legacy.
When I left, he was, everybody was getting arrested, and the cop, Miami, and his houses and his kids was, they wasn't getting arrested. The people were being handcuffed. Now, I can tell you, I haven't been arrested before, but I have been handcuffed a number of times. So getting arrested and getting handcuffed is a
bedroom. What you do in the bedroom, we don't want to know about.
Right, keep that off the airwaves.
Well, if it ain't foot on my neck. Anyway, explain to me what happened, because I was just asking the other day, did he get arrested? And they was like, no. So yeah, it's probably going to be a bunch of lawyers that's, you know, went into this man's house and you locked up people. And so we'll see.
A whole bunch of alleged sex trafficking type stuff going on. So at the end of the day, man, if you didn't know that Diddy's oldest son, Quincy, is his stepson. He raised him, but Al B. Sure is his biological father. So Al B. Sure,
Kim was out there dating the biggest stars in the world. You understand me? Kim Porter was so cool, man. She lived in Atlanta. A very, very, hung out with that lady so many times. Great, 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 great spirit. And she's missed too. That's real.
Rest in heaven, man.
She went from Al B. Sure to, this was my joke a long time ago. Let me tell y'all. So Al B. Sure's son, it was raised by Diddy, right? So, you know, sometimes when Al used to go get his son, he would be like, man, come here, give me a hug. Listen, take this CD to your daddy. Tell him I got some instrumentals and some songs I can sing on. When you get a chance, when you get a chance, son.
And the son's like three. Yeah.
Tell your daddy that I got some.
Yeah.
What happened?
He posted on social media, man, just urging his son Quincy Brown to leave P. Diddy. He can come home.
Hey, Al. I have no home over there, Al. I live in mansions.
Stop texting me on social media.
that's the part. Say it again, bro.
Please stop texting me on social media. Me and my family is going through something right now, and we would respect our privacy, even from you, Dad. And I never gave him that CD because them songs sucked. Sin.
So the way I, once again, I take things different ways. I think that Al B. Sure and his son Quincy has always kind of gave him an olive branch. Hey, son. Home is always home to you. If you ever want to come home, I would love to have you, whatever. But I think Quincy said, I'm over here in the mansion. I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. So now that all this stuff is happening, he's just being a dad. He's like, look, son, the door's still open.
I like that part. I understand. Okay, I ain't look at it like that. Okay. He's saying you can still come home.
Why are you there?
My door has always been open to you, son. Go ahead.
Why is it on social media? Why?
That part. I'm with you. Leave it on social media.
That's the part that makes me mad, because at that point, you're being selfish and you're looking for attention. It's not about your son, because you can find ways. If you don't have your son's number, you can find a way to get the number. You can find a way for your son to contact you and y'all keep it private. That's the problem with the entire world. Everything has
to be. I thought Alvin was sick. Is he okay? That's the question.
I thought he was sick at one point. Yes.
He was with our radio company and he had to pull out because he was having health problems.
He came this close, man. So God definitely stepped in.
So how you gonna hold me when I need something? When
he's fine now, dog. Dark. Boy, that was dark.
That's what a comedian does. They dart.
Ralph Tresvant came in and said, I got you, Al B. You cool.
You understand me?
Yeah. Ralph said, thanks for the check.
Until Quincy to call me. That's what Ralph said. Tell Quincy to call me.
I'm going to teach you sensitivity.
I also got some music for Quincy's daddy.
My solo career, I'm coming back. Ralph Trash, man. I'm no longer. I'm still sensitive.
I mean, does Al still make music?
Oh, he still performs. I
haven't, not in the last 2 years, because I know he was really sick, dog. I ain't being funny no more. Like, they were saying that y'all send condolences and prayers, and like he was hooked up to, he sent a picture of himself hooked up to wires. And so I'm just glad he good enough to text. But you know, all this AI, who knows?
But there's one song by him that I really love that he wrote back in the day. Tevin Campbell's song, Along With You. He wrote that one. You don't remember
that
one?
He did write that song, didn't he? He did write that song, didn't he?
Al had a pen. Nobody knew for a minute. Al had a pen.
You wrote for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So there it is, man. So before we get up out here. Diddy. Maybe he did. Diddy just didn't pay him. Which a whole nother situation on why his artists started leaving him, because Diddy didn't pay everybody. That's a whole nother.
It's just ironic.
It's ironic, man. Diddy thing,
it all stems from that girl, that young lady that said she had been with him 6 years and now and sexually.
You talking about Cassie?
Yeah. And my contract, and then he made everybody sign. No. Then he told everybody they was going to get residuals or get they masters. But when he gave them their masters, he also made them sign a non-disclosure agreement so nobody from Bad Boy ever is going to be able to say anything. So one thing you can't do, if I have this is the entertainment reality. Y'all been to famous people's houses. We've hosted things at famous people's mansions. We've had contests with come meet so-and-so at their house. And you can have as many cameras in your house as you want to. I got a camera in my house my wife don't know about. She better not ever do nothing in my house, but that's a whole nother story. But the part that's, right, the part that people is mad about, because you like, man, I went to one of them stupid parties, though.
Yeah.
Like, man, I hope my camera don't come out. I hope footage of me in one of them parties don't show up.
Y'all heard what Luke said. He said he was at one party.
And he left.
He left.
And you know, when Luke is leaving your party, you're doing some
started the nasty.
Right. And he's like, oh, shoot. This is,
Luke,
I'm
Luke
out of
was
here.
Defended, dog.
Luke was like, Luke was like pearls. Luke was like, oh.
I do want to see. I mean, I know we're not going to ever see this, but I want to know what's on those cameras. And I'm pretty sure they know what's on those cameras. Names will be mentioned later on down the line.
Yeah, man.
Diddy ain't never been no snitch, so he ain't going to tell. He's going to eat it by himself. Hey, he got 1 million lawyers, dog.
He threatened to release some information on Jay-Z. He's like, if I'm going down, everybody going down with me.
That's what they were just asking me in South Africa. He said that? Somebody just asked me, what's up with the Jay-Z and the Diddy and the Beyonce? I said, I don't.
Allegedly, he said, if I go down, I ain't going down by myself. Now, he didn't throw no names out there. He didn't throw no names out there, but Jay-Z keep coming up. But that's all I got to say. All right, so last but not least, Teyana Taylor and Iman Shumpert, of course, they're going through a rocky divorce. Taylor says that dad is confusing their daughters with his new lady friend.
This episode of I Hate the Homies is brought to you by McDonald's. You know how you can smell when your food's about to be good, good? That's me every time I pull out the Mickey D's drive-thru with a McCrispy sandwich. I mean, we're talking about two buttered buns stacked with pickles and crispy, juicy, tender chicken. Come on, man. And when that crispy chicken and the crispy pickle come together between two buttered buns, yeah, all is good. And the funny thing is that I don't think I've ever made it home from the drive-thru without taking a bite of that freshly prepared McCrispy sandwich, because once I smell it, I gotta have it right there in the car. I guess the word is out on that. So go get yours today.
So she don't want dad to date, to have no new women friends around their kids, pretty much. What y'all think about that?
I I'll go first. Women who listen to this show, thank y'all. We love y'all. Y'all are awesome. We love women. But women, when a relationship is over, you don't have no more say-so. Now, you a co-parent, and I'm going to pay child support, and I'm going to see you at birthdays and everything else, but you don't get to do nothing in my house. You don't get to, when she over there, make sure she got on a, nope, might do the opposite, just because you told me. Like, you don't, no woman, women think they slick. He's confusing the, no, they're children. No, they know their mom and they know their dad and they know Miss Rachel and they know Mr. John. No one's confused. So stop trying to make it look like it's the kids. It's you. Y'all are divorced. It's over. He could have his when you divorce, you ain't married.
I never had to have to go through anything like this because I've been with my wife since day one. Well, y'all put. I hate y'all. Don't get your finger down.
The jury is still out there on that.
Hey, Dave, let us see one picture. You just pull out one picture and then we'll tell all the people outside the studio to put the petition down and there. We just need one picture, homie. Preferably a marriage one.
Can I get to my point?
Go ahead, y'all
take no pictures right now. Look, I don't want to be in that situation. But I'm not going to be like all these other people I've seen in the past where they say, well, the kids come over and they go, well, no, this is your
You're going to be so hurt and mad, Dave, that your now new ex-wife ain't going to be able to have no dude, ain't going to be able to have, she's going to be so scared. Like, don't act like you're going to be nice and peaceful, dog. The neighbors hate you at Christmas, dog. How you think your divorced wife going? Rock, you see him trying to set it up, Rock? Yeah. Well, I ain't never been in that, Rock. Just from 94 episodes, we know you're gonna be Tiana Taylor. That's who you're gonna be. What you're over there doing is confusing the kids. They're 26 and 30. Confusing
his wife. You talking about my ex-wife having guys come over and my kids over there? Oh, hell no.
Look, oh, trying to control the house. Rock.
I can do it, but how the hell she can't do it? Those are my kids. Those are my kids, and they know it's
That's all we kid. Needed to know, Dave. Thanks. We're good. We're good down here.
Not King James. I'm King. King David. Remember that. What you got to say? I know you got something to say. I know you do.
I'm not.
Can't even take him serious.
How did you think that was going to go in your own mind? You listen to the show all the time. Yeah. What you I'm King David.
Cool.
I hate
that. Only do that fights himself.
I'm going to be like Angel. I'm going to be like Angel Reese that I'm getting picked on. And I can't deal with this. I try to be strong for my people, my friends, but they can see I'm really going through something right now.
And at the end of the day, Tiana and Iman, just talk. And well, if you start, just look. Now, do you want five different women, you know, in your kid's life all at the same time? Of course not. But if he moves on and starts dating,
why? Your father's dating.
Yeah, that's it.
Why why can't he have five different females around his kid?
It depends on the age of the kids. Now, how old are the kids? Let's start.
They got to be 5, 6.
Yeah. Nah, that's too many. That's too many. Like, he can date five. He can date 100 women if he want to. But I ain't bringing them around my kid yet until I know one of these is going to be serious. Whatever.
Oh, now, no. I was. Yeah, so my kids saw me. My boys saw me. I had 1,000 females.
No.
Thank you.
Because here's what it's telling. Especially if you got daughters. Yeah. Like, you got daughters looking at dad.
I ain't get daughters until I was grown. So, okay, so I would probably okay, not whatever. Have.
if you got daughters, I had daughters. And right. Because I was divorced with my first wife, when that first marriage didn't work out, and I started dating Crystal. you know, I didn't just immediately introduce the girls to Crystal, and it was
nobody get to see dude.
No, and even a couple dates that I went on before I got serious with Crystal, it was like they never saw my Lyric and Harmony. It's like no, because now they can't see Daddy, you know, going through all dating all these women, and now as a young girl looking up to this, they think, oh, then I can just go date a whole bunch of different men.
I take that. It's different when there's daughters. It's different, but you still can't control nobody's house. That's the bottom line. And guess what? When the divorce is new, the anger be too. Bottom line, when the divorce is new, it's going to take you. It took me about 20 months to get it together with and to co-parent properly because you be mad. You be mad at the, and then you got to focus because actually right now that is over. And the future is raising these two, making sure they got everything or however many you got, making sure they good. So co-parenting, you got to be mature when you co-parent because co-parenting ain't a game.
I wouldn't want to bring them home with them home anyway, because when it's time to put my foot on her neck, she can make all kind of noises. I don't want to be in that situation. That's why you got to find yourself at a motel. Motel 6 is good enough for me.
You know who also?
I know you can still hear my voice.
Rock D, on that note, Rock D, we can't see you, but hold on. Rock,
I know. You know I'm doing that for a reason.
Somebody, you know who also wants somebody to come home? I'll be sure. He don't care if it's his son. He don't care if it's, he just wants somebody at the crib. Please.
I say, man, on that note, we up out of here, man. Episode number 94. Coming to a close. Continue to tell a friend and tell a friend. Subscribe.
Send your questions in. Send the questions in. Questions from people.
Click the link on social media and you can ask us a question. We'll answer it. If you have any thoughts and opinions, you whatever. Put it all out there at I Hate the Homies. There it is. Rock teases who I be. And deuces.
Mr. Go Blue, Mr. Ncheve in South Africa, man. I hate the homies. Stay blessed.
And this is your boy, King David, the new GOAT, after Michael Jordan. But guess what, y'all?
We don't care.
Oh, I actually care, dog. I'm actually offended. And I'm KC, take me off of this thing, dog.
Man. I'm out of here, man. Let's go.
KC. Reboot me, KC. Reboot me.
Yeah, AI, generate me something, dog.
I hate the homies.
This episode of I Hate the Homies is brought to you by McDonald's. You know how you can smell when your food's about to be good, good? That's me every time I pull out the Mickey D's drive-thru with a McCrispy sandwich. I mean, we're talking about two buttered buns stacked with pickles and crispy, juicy, tender chicken. Come on, man. And when that crispy chicken and the crispy pickle come together between two buttered buns, yeah, all is good. And the funny thing is that I don't think I've ever made it home from the drive-thru without taking a bite of that freshly prepared McCrispy sandwich, because once I smell it, I gotta have it right there in the car. I guess the word is out on that. So go get yours today.